Hello and welcome to the Study Clicks podcast. I'm your host Luke, and today I am joined by an ATU student, Paul Boyle. Paul, it's great to have you on the podcast.
Thanks for having us, Luke.
So Paul, I think we should start by maybe telling the listeners what it is you do in ATU, which campus you're in. Just give us a bit of a background about your course.
Okay, well, I'm in ATU Castlebar at the moment. I'm studying psychology, so a Bachelor's of Science in Psychology. So it's quite a broad course. It covers a lot of areas like the history of psychology and kind of the foundations right through to modern day understandings. So it's quite interesting. It's a very good course.
Yeah, it sounds it. And how did you find out about the course that you're doing currently? How what was the process of kind of researching that course and picking it?
So I found out about the course through the CAO online. So when I was studying or choosing my courses, I was originally going for, youth development and social work. So this was also an option that was available, and I thought it was always something I was more interested in doing, but I'd never been able to do. It was never available. So being a new course, it just suited the timing, and it's been good.
Yeah, so you were saying there, did you say there that it's a new course in ATU, is it?
It is, yeah. So it's one of the new courses that they've offered, so it is. So we're actually the first year of psychology in Castlebar. So it's
okay.
It's interesting. It feels like you're at the front of it if you get there. So
Yeah, you're definitely kind of part of the development of the course already. And what was it that made you want to study psychology? What was it that kind of encouraged you to study psychology?
I suppose psychology was always something I was interested in myself in. And I suppose just the kind of applicability to general day-to-day life in so many different areas, I think, is what I find interesting, because psychology is people, and people, it's all wrapped up in one. So it's interesting. It's cool to see, like, the difference.
Yeah,
you think differently about people when you meet them, and you kind of have a broader view. So you do. So
yeah, you can kind of psychoanalyze everyone that you meet, I guess, when you're studying psychology. So do you find that your course kind of like fosters that well? That kind of like that aspect of it, of kind of like, it is primarily at the base of it all about people. Does your course kind of build on that, or how does it kind of, you know, manifest itself, the course? Is it very scientific, or is it a lot more about like people, or is it a mix of both?
So I suppose depending on the module, say, that we've done so far in first year, some are orientated towards say psychology and how it started, how the whole idea of psychological understanding started, and then say another module is something on development, so how we as humans, what we go through as we develop, say, from 1, 2, 3, and so on. And then other modules will include stuff like individual differences. So seeing what we understand and how we experience ourselves in groups, and say how we compare ourselves to others. So it's quite broad. Like, you see it at each stage, in different stages. So it's quite quite thorough. So it is.
Yeah, it sounds it. And I suppose you're only a first year, and it's only the first year of it, and you know, there's almost a semester into it. So how are you finding it? How are you finding the actual course? Do you find it difficult? Is it kind of different how you expect it to be?
It's difficult, I suppose, in the way that because you're doing maybe 3 or 4 different areas of it, there's always something that maybe you won't find the most interesting. But in that, then, having so much choice, there is something applicable to everyone. And I suppose, depending on what you want to do after college with your course, you're going to find 1 or 2 classes more interesting, maybe more tailored to what you're interested in. So it kind of covers all bases. So you do get classes that like would be very, very interesting, and some that might be a bit more difficult, might be a bit more material, or more your own personal thinking and opinions. So through that, I suppose you get a chance to develop it all, and just to become more aware, I suppose, of your own knowledge and your own understanding of it.
And I suppose kind of it's very broad. There's a lot of different practice areas one could go into, but is there anything that's kind of sticking out to you now that you've studied in the last semester or so that you think maybe you'd like to pursue after college?
I suppose for me, I always wanted to do something with kind of showing people how we think, if you get me. So in the sense of like how your understanding of things impacts your thinking going forward. So for me, like, I'd be very interested in the developmental side of it. So how, what happens at certain ages and how we progress with those changes, say, in our lives. So for me, that would be something I'd be interested in. And I think that when people realize that we are all kind of similar and it's only small differences that make us actually different, it gives you a different view on, say, how you compare yourself to people. And I think it makes it much easier for people to see them in a better, see themselves in a better light. So that's why I'd be interested in it.
Yeah, kind of a more people-oriented side of it rather than, like, I guess, in the lab researching. So aside from your course then, like, studying at on campus in Castlebar, how do you find that? What's the campus like? Maybe just chat a little bit about the campus and kind of give us an idea of what campus life is like in Castlebar.
So campus here in Castlebar is small, and it does offer kind of more small friendship groups and stuff like that. So like our course has about 20 people in it. So you do get to know everyone really well, and you do get a chance to meet people. And with group projects, you get to, I suppose, interact with your course mates very well and get to know everyone. And then with that being extended to the campus being kind of everyone's located very closely together. So you do get a lot of mixing between courses, and you get you get to hear what's happening in other courses and from other students and stuff like that. So it is very interesting. There's always something going on, and some courses doing some kind of a project and stuff. So there's it's nice, it's lively. So it is.
Yeah, I can imagine. It sounds like it's quite close knit. And I think that for a lot of people, they think going to university means moving to a big bustling city, which isn't everyone's cup of tea. And it's kind of nice to hear that there are universities and great courses in kind of quieter places that might not, you know, be as, you know, it's not Dublin city. It's not crazy. It's not, you know, you don't have to live hours away from home. Like, would you say for someone who doesn't really feel like they would fit in well, like in a big city, or don't really want to move too far from home, or want to live in a more kind of a quieter place, do you think the Castlebar campus will be a more suitable to them?
Yeah, I definitely think so, because like that, the town is small too, so even to find your way around here and get to know the shops and the few like the cinemas and stuff like that, it makes it a lot easier, because I suppose moving away in first year especially is a big change. It's a lot of new stuff and challenges for people.
Yeah,
so I think Castlebar in that sense is kind of well tailored for it. And I think even the student accommodation here in Castlebar is quite nice, and I think it's in twos and threes you actually live in. So again, you get to know people very easily and stuff. So it's I think it offers a lot for students like that are maybe don't want the big busy city. Definitely.
Yeah, I think as well, kind of that kind of aspect of student accommodation isn't something that's like offered everywhere. And it definitely can help form friendships and kind of even just to know people. If you could be living with someone in first year, and you'll know them for the rest of your time there, even if you don't stay best friends, you know, and it's great to kind of have those connections. So I suppose you've spoken a bit about why you chose psychology specifically, but do you have any reasons as to why you chose to study at ATU? Are they kind of those reasons of the kind of nice environment, or, you know, like prior to going in, when you were choosing whether or not you wanted to go to ATU, what kind of won you over in terms of why you should study there?
I suppose what won me over for ATU Castlebar was like that it is a small campus and the small classes. I've been in college before, so haven't seen that the small classes are very beneficial. It was definitely something that was important in choosing my course. And I feel that being here in Castlebar, it's very close to home, so that's obviously comforting sort is. And yeah, I think it's just the campus with being part of the new ATU and stuff, it was something that drew us here, yeah.
Yeah. So what would you say your favorite thing about studying at ATU is? It can be an academic reason or kind of more of a social life reason, just your favorite thing about studying at ATU.
I suppose my favorite thing is probably definitely the class. So it's a very nice group, and it makes the studying a lot easier. So it does when you, so yeah.
Yeah, I kind of think being able to have like you said, with the smaller classes, being able to have more kind of tight-knit class group makes it a lot easier to kind of have the confidence to ask questions or to discuss things with your classmates, and it definitely makes a difference. It's been absolutely great talking to you, Paul, and it was really interesting to get an insight onto the Castlebar campus as well, because I feel like, you know, I didn't know much about it before this and now I do, and also to hear about your course, the new course, Psychology. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast, and I really enjoyed hearing about that.
Thank you, Lou. Thank you.